Today, I leave here some information from a pioneer study on urinary incontinence carried out in Brazil in 2020, and a chat made with the Nursing magazine. Urinary incontinence is the involuntary loss of urine through the urethra, a disorder that has a significant impact on the individual's quality of life. Unlike what many people imagine, its origin does not come from a natural effect of age. It can affect all types of people, regardless of gender and age group. The bladder is an organ whose control mechanism has the help of a muscle network called the pelvic floor, which supports the organs and allows the urethra to function. When these muscles become loose or weakened, urine can leak. Some factors can favor this situation, such as genetics, hormonal changes and weight gain during pregnancy, high-impact physical exercise and prostate surgery. A recent survey commissioned by the Bigfrol brand from the multinational company Ontex and conducted by IBOP Inteligencia shows that 48% of Brazilians have already suffered from some type of urinary incontinence. According to the survey, 90% of respondents are unaware that there are different types of urinary incontinence, but almost half have suffered from one. One of them is exertion, which is loss of urine when coughing, laughing, exercising, and moving. Another is urgency, when you have a sudden urge to urinate during routine activities, with loss of urine before the person can reach the bathroom. Already the mixed associates the two types of incontinence, generating the impossibility of controlling the loss of urine. Dr. Claudia Rosenblatt Hackett, physiotherapist, doctoral student in rehabilitation sciences at the Faculty of Medicine at USP and specialist in biofeedback applied to pelvic disorders at the BCIA, USA, comments, "Today we know that urinary incontinence affects a large portion of the Brazilian population. And, despite this, there is a very large lack of knowledge on the part of people in relation to prevention and types of treatments, from conservatives' changes in lifestyle, behavioral, pelvic physiotherapy, and use of medications to invasive treatments, such as surgical procedures. Research still indicates that the condition affects both genders, but women are more susceptible to developing incontinence. 64% of the women interviewed had already had some type of urinary incontinence. Some spend years of their lives not knowing they suffer from the problem. 58% have experienced dripping in situations of stress, and 29% say they go to the bathroom many times throughout the day, and sometimes there is no time to get there. The main reasons are anatomy, the influence of pregnancies, and the effects of menopause. 27% say their incontinence started or worsened after pregnancy. On the cause of urinary incontinence in men, Dr. Claudia explains, in general, in men the condition can appear after surgeries to remove the prostate, prostatectomy, caused by cancer. On average, 5 to 10% of the male public presents this post-surgical picture. Prevention and treatment. Healthy habits and exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles are the main forms of prevention and can be done at home, simply and quickly. About treatment techniques, Dr. Claudia concludes, pelvic physiotherapy is recognized as the first line of conservative treatment for urinary incontinence, mild to moderate, as it is a simple, painless, low-cost, and non-invasive technique. Indicated for patients who have stress urinary incontinence, during a cough, a sneeze or physical activity, overactive bladder, uncontrollable and immediate urge to urinate, which may occur, in some cases, involuntary loss of urine, mixed urinary incontinence, association of urge incontinence, post-prostatectomy urinary incontinence, men who have urinary leakage after prostate removal surgery. The pelvic floor muscles are responsible for urinary and fecal continence, support of organs, pelvic organs, and sexual function. After a physical evaluation performed by a specialized physical therapist, the patient learns to identify the pelvic floor muscles and to undergo individualized and specific training to treat the presented dysfunction. Other techniques can be associated with exercises, such as electromyographic biofeedback, which, through auditory and/or visual signals, allows a real-time reading and interpretation of the pelvic muscles, increasing motor and sensory perception, restoring strength, synergy and muscle coordination, resulting in functional improvement and, consequently, in symptoms. The patient is advised to control fluid intake, especially at night, to take 2 to 3 hour intervals between urination, to avoid or reduce the consumption of coffee, tea, soft drinks, and alcohol, to eat healthier and richer foods and fiber, such as fruits and vegetables, decreasing their body weight, and performing regular physical activities, improving their quality of life. Products that aid in the treatment. In addition to the techniques available for the treatment of urinary incontinence, there are also resources that serve to reinforce care during the treatment, which include complete lines of diapers, absorbent pads, and towels. It is possible to choose the model that best suits the needs of each one, with discretion, comfort, and technology. To talk better about these resources, we spoke with William Sfiori, Professional and Institutional Relations Manager at Ontex do Brasil, also a member of the Brazilian Society of Geriatrics and Gerontology, and of the Brazilian Society of Gerontotechnology. Nursing Magazine. What is the main concern of the Bigfro brand, and what does it provide for people who suffer from urinary incontinence? William Sfiori. Since 1998, Bigfro has been a pioneer in meeting the demands and needs of people with urinary incontinence. Our main objective is to generate comfort, safety, and dignity for everyone who needs to use products for this condition. Nursing Magazine. Do your products cater for all ages, from young to old, men and women? Williams, incontinence can affect people of all ages. In fact, many nursing professionals suffer from this dysfunction due to the effort generated by the work. Our portfolio is complete to meet all needs, whether active, elderly, young, pregnant, women, or men. We have products that help from drip cases to institutionalized patients with total urine loss, who need special care. Nursing Magazine. What is your most recent product, and what is the most sought after? Williams, our latest launch was Bigfro Pants Premium, a high-performance disposable underwear with a fecal barrier and European quality, which stood out in the Brazilian market for being an extremely discreet product and for its high performance and absorption. Nursing Magazine. Are Bigfro's products easy to handle for caregivers and healthcare professionals? Williams, we have a long history with healthcare professionals in Brazil. We have always been concerned with creating products that help to improve patient care, being easy to use, with technologies that do not cause skin lesions, and that can be used even in complex environments such as hospital intensive care units.